and Matt Dealer, Guardian reporter, who is down outside Alternative HQ. What's going on, Matt?
Well, it's definitely becoming increasingly lively down here. There's several thousand people outside, camped in a courtyard outside. A sort of impromptu bonfire has been started, and the placard has been burned, and there's a great chance of Tory scum as the people in the offices above out. But perhaps more importantly, more significantly, around 100 to maybe 250 students are inside the building that have certainly taken a ground floor. Fairly serious scuffling with the police as the rest of the students try and rush the front door. Batons have been wielded. It's a reasonably serious situation down here, I think. I was going to say, and one thing that has struck me is that the police in Hong Kong entirely unprepared for this. I mean, the march is going past Tory HQ. It wasn't a massive jump to think that some students might try and get in or do some sort of protest. And I thought some of the students who got here first, and they said there was no police presence at all. They got into one building next door and then into this building. And even now there's a line of police with guns trying to stop what I guess meet 2,000 or 3,000 students outside, so it seems that the police haven't been massively prepared for it.
And what's been the reaction to the fire? Has the fire brigade been called out? What are the police doing about
it? No, people have started setting fire to placards and someone's thrown a plastic rope. It's not any threat at the moment. There's no sign of the fire brigade. People have just stood around it and smoke's going up. It doesn't seem to be a massive control situation at the moment, but the fire's not in danger of spreading or anything at the moment.
How many police are down there?
The police, right at the front, I would say there's now, in front of the doors, there's probably around 20 or 30 police. I saw another police van pull up, and the helicopter is around overhead somewhere. But I'm just surprised that there's not more concerted police effort down here, really. I'm sure that'll change, but this has been going on for half an hour, I think, now. So you would think there'd have been more police here by now, perhaps.
Okay, well, thanks, Matt, and we'll catch up with you later.
Okay, all the best.